Hi everyone, my name is Sunny and welcome to episode 18. I hope everyone is having a great Friday, and I'm proposing a weekend project to anyone that has thought about making their own podcast, because it's really easy, and you know, no more making excuses, because use me as an example. I'm someone who's always made excuses. I never thought I could find the time and effort needed to make my own podcast, you know, figure out how to even start doing so. But there's this app that I use called Anchor. That is how I'm recording and publishing this to iTunes and Google Play. And it's just really easy. And I'm also commuting on my way to work. You know, if you've been listening for a while, you know that I record this in the car. And, you know, and I publish it right away. And I don't really take time out of my other things that I'm doing, other projects that I'm working on, to do this podcast, which is great because I'm able to create content without, you know, prioritizing this over anything else. Basically, I'm making the best use of my time because it is limited. So yeah, just use me as an example. I think I'm a great case study for someone who just, you know, I never thought I'd make a podcast this soon, but here I am on my 18th episode, and it's really fun. I enjoy it, honestly. So without all that out of the way, I actually want to talk about how I make this podcast, just kind of how, you know, my setup, what gear I use. Of course, I'll talk about Anchor. So let's start with that. I heard about Anchor about a year ago. They were kind of more of like a Snapchat for audio. You could create your own radio station and record these 5-minute segments, but these segments would disappear after 24 hours. But somewhat recently, they allowed you to make or group those segments into episodes, and those episodes don't go away. So you can at any time go to someone's Anchor station, listen to an old episode, and also, more importantly, is you can publish these episodes to a podcast. So you can create a podcast out of your radio station or your Anchor station, and you can, you know, publish it. Creates an RSS feed for you, gets it on iTunes, Google Play, Pocket Casts, Overcast, all of those apps. And it's just really easy, like 5 steps, I was able to do it. And it took a little bit longer for me because I did it on a Friday, and it was finished like by Monday, I think. I'm not sure if it's a manual process or what, but point is, it's really easy to do it. Now, you do get this little blurb, this little pre-roll kind of ad, you know, where it talks about the Anchor app, but hopefully they release like a paid version or more options in the future to change that or remove it. So, but you know, it's a podcast, it's a full podcast. And yeah, you can do whatever you want with it. You're creating content, and you know, I definitely get a lot of podcast listeners from the, you know, when I look at like the Anchor listeners, or the listener section, I can see that there are people that are listening through the podcast. Now, the great thing about Anchor, if you're listening natively, which I prefer to have people do that because I'm able to engage, you can call in and, you know, give some feedback or questions. I can publish that on the podcast. So if you want to be able to get on an episode, ask a question or something, you can do that. You can also comment on each episode. So the Anchor experience, like natively within the app, is really nice. So, you know, obviously I like the freedom to be able to, you know, publish to multiple platforms and have people listen where they want. But if you can, you know, download the Anchor app, I think you will definitely benefit from being able to interact with me and anyone else that might be commenting. So yeah, it's really simple. Now, as far as my in-car setup, I want to keep this under 5 minutes. So I have my phone here in a car mount, and I have a pair of earbuds plugged in with a mic attached, so that mic I'm just holding up to my mouth about an inch away. This way you don't really hear too much of the outside audio. There's like a huge truck, you know, coming by, or just all this, you know, just the sound outside, you know. I don't want anyone to hear that as much where it just overshadows my voice. So that's my in-car setup. And topics, I just kind of, you know, think of something during my morning routine and figure it out as I go, create a layout beforehand, what I'm about to talk about. So thanks for listening. Hopefully this was useful, and I'll catch you guys on the next episode.